We're starting a little early because I can hear Kirby saying, let's get this show on the road. I want to welcome you to this service as we gather to remember and to celebrate the life of James Kirby Black. As we begin our worship, let us hear these words of Jesus of Nazareth. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And for many years, people have loved the picture of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, tending the sheep in the stained glass window up above me here, remembering the ministry and caring for all of God's children. Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give to them eternal life. Will you join me in prayer? Merciful God, our Father, Thou who art strength to the weak, refreshment to the weary, comfort to those who grieve, help to the tempted, and life to the dying, make us sensitive to the presence of your comfort and peace through your Holy Spirit this afternoon, in accordance with Jesus' promise that we will not ever be left alone. Help us to be grateful for your eternal love that receives us back into your everlasting care and keeping, where we know your love and peace. Amid the changes in our life, make us strong and calm, and persuade our hearts to trust you when you say that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall ever separate us from your love revealed to us through your only begotten Son, Jesus, our risen Lord. Will you join me now as we sing together the opening hymn, Because He Lives, in your hymnal, page 562, and I'd ask you to please stand. Please be seated. We will now have readings from the Scriptures.
Please join me in the responsive reading on page 734 in your chalice hymnal. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green.
He leads me beside still waters, he restores my soul.
He leads me in right paths for his
sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall
dwell in. And I will be reading from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 7 and 18 and 19. Do not be worried and upset, Jesus told them. Believe in God and believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I am going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you will be where I am. You know the way that leads to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way to get there? Jesus answered him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. And now that you have known me, he said to them, you will know my Father also. And from now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. When I go, I will not be left all alone. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will see me no more, but you will see me. And because I live, you will also live.
I'll be playing Misty. It's by Errol Garner.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. This afternoon, we are gathered to remember Kirby, to thank God for him, for his love and his long marriage of 52 years to Betty, and for the family life they have thoroughly enjoyed with their children, Russ, Brian, Rick, their spouses and families. Yes, including 6 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. Just a few notes on Kirby's life, although you have the obituary in your bulletin. Kirby was born in 1935 in Bellefontaine, Ohio. He graduated from Oak Ridge, Tennessee High School and enrolled in Tennessee Tech, where he obtained a degree in history education. Kirby moved to Casper in 1960 and began teaching history at East Junior High. His sister Suzanne moved here as well and taught first grade. And it was Suzanne who introduced Kirby to a beautiful young woman named Betty, who had recently moved to Casper from Duluth, Minnesota. Betty was the new director of religious education here at First Christian and was very busy working with lots of young people and young sponsors. But she found time for Kirby. And they were married in 1962. In fact, his best man is here today, Ed Struby. During that time, you notice Kirby was involved in helping youth groups. There was the tie there. During that time, Kirby went to work for the State of Wyoming Job Service, where he served for 37 years until his retirement. Now, it's important to realize that camping was very significant to Kirby and Betty and their family. They went on many, many camping trips across the country and loved their tent trailer. They told me the other day that there were times when Kirby and Betty would take almost a full year planning a trip, making sure they had the right dollars, which we have to do, and then thoroughly enjoying the trip. They remember camping at Natural Bridge, where it was very pretty, and if you've been there, quite secluded. And Kirby and Betty always wanted to make sure their grandkids go to family camp in Story. For as long as our church had the event, we had it for many years, and what fun it was. They especially enjoyed 2 large family reunions, one in Branson, Missouri in 1998, and another in Orlando, Florida in 2006. You might have guessed, when you walk into their room at Life Care, you see a variety of wonderful pictures of the family on the wall, many of which Kirby took. And there's one special plaque in their midst, a framed piece that says simply, "The most important thing is family." They lived it, they believed it, and they have loved it. Kirby and Betty and their family have been and remain very active here at First Christian Church. Kirby served as an elder, a youth leader, a Boy Scout committee member, and served on numerous commissions. In the Casper community, he was also a member of the Lions Club, the Casper College Photography Club, and Isaac Walton League, among other interests. Now, Kirby certainly had a good life, and for you as his family and for all of us, today is a day not only to mourn his loss, but even more to celebrate his life. This is a day when our hearts are in need of and open to a special ministry that our Lord provides to us, the ministry of comfort. Comfort, a word that appears in the Bible more than 100 times. God is a God who provides comfort to us, especially in times such as this. But how does he do it? Let's look at some of the ways. First, when we mourn the loss of one we so love and whose relationship we treasure, God gives us the comfort of family and friends. And what a wonderful family you are so fortunate to have. And almost every one of you, I guess, lives in Natrona County. That's pretty amazing when the rest of us had kids scattered all across the country. And you see, as you know, you are bringing God's comfort to one another as you have come together to remember Kirby, the stories you tell, the memories you share, the laughter, and even the tears remind you of how important your family is and how important Kirby was to you. And your friends are important too. They can make a world of difference when they send a card with a note, a phone call, even an email or a text, right? When we lose someone near and dear to us, we're left with a vacant spot in our hearts and a deep sense of loneliness. And more than ever, we need the prayers, the phone calls, the ministry of presence of our dear friends and family to remind us that despite the loss, we are not alone. For it is often through friends and family that God speaks clearly to us and comforts us. Another important way that God comforts us is through Christ's words in the Scripture. Do you remember when Jesus told his disciples that he was going away for good and that he would be laying down his life for them? And like a little child, Peter didn't like that at all. And he almost threw a fit because he wanted to go and to be with Jesus. But Jesus said, "No, I am going alone. You can follow me later, Peter." Well, the disciples weren't very happy either, muttering to themselves about how unfair Jesus was being. And Jesus, like the good shepherd, quieted them down and said to them peacefully, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." The words meaning, trust me. "In my Father's house are many rooms. And when I go, I will be preparing a place for you. After that, I will return and will take you so that where I am, you may be also." One more. We heard the scripture. Still, Thomas, like a little child in the dark, said, "Well, how will we know the way to get there, Jesus?" And Jesus, once again in a calming manner, said, "Thomas, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. I will show you the way. No one comes to the Father God but by me." You see, the scriptures clearly say that we need to listen to Christ and trust him and follow after him. In that way, we are led into the presence of God who comforts us in our anxiety, our sadness, in our separation from those we love. And thirdly, it is God who comforts us when he tells us through Christ that heaven awaits those who trust in him and who accept his son Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives. Yes, this God who created the universe and all its wonderful complexities. We've been watching the moon and the sun lately. See what's going on. This God who envisioned and brought into being our world and our beautiful changing Wyoming. This God is also a very personal God who loves and cares for each and every one of us. He calls us his children, and he yearns to communicate with us as we do with him. You may remember it was Jesus himself who slipped off quietly to the Garden of Gethsemane before he was taken captive by the soldiers to be crucified. And it was in that garden that Jesus spent time praying and talking with his Father God and actively listening as well. Perhaps a lesson we need to learn in our prayer life, to actively listen as we offer up our prayers. It was there that Jesus came to a sense of peace with his Father and prepared himself to move forward to death. Well, our God of comfort also desires to bring a sense of peace to each of us today. Kirby has gone on, and he has entered the heavenly gates. And now God also asks us to trust him as we move forward into the future that lies before us. As would Kirby say, so God asks us now to move forward confidently into the future, loving our families, being a good friend to others, and making a positive difference in our world. After all, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but upon death will inherit eternal life. And this is good news. Amen. As we continue in the service, will you join me now as we stand together to sing one of the great hymns of the church, How Great Thou Art, found on page 33 of your hymnal. Please stand. Please be seated. Following our prayer and benediction, Kirby and Betty's family would like to greet you at a reception downstairs in the fellowship hall. Please join them. Let us pray together. Most gracious God, we give thanks for the life of Kirby, for all that he has meant to us, whether it was as family members, as friends, as fellow workers, whatever involvement we had with him, thank you for his life. Thank you for his sense of humor, his intelligence, his common sense. We give thanks also for Betty and for her life and the wonderful marriage they have shared together all these years, and for the family that supports them. God, we give thanks that you have sent your Son into the world to live with us, to teach us, to care for us, and ultimately to die for us, that we might be rejoined with you. We give thanks for his life, for his death, and for his resurrection from the dead. And now, God, we also know that we need to move forward in our lives, to reach out and make a difference with the years we have left, to care for others, to love one another, and to be true to each other. Help us to make our world and others' worlds a better place to be. And help us always to reflect the best of who Jesus was in our actions and in our decisions. Again, for the gift of his life, we give thanks this day. Now be with us as we join together downstairs to celebrate his life. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let us receive the benediction. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the abiding presence of his Holy Spirit be with you this day and always. Amen.